Thank you very much. I also would like to start with thanking you for the invitation and also to Eric Vrijvic. It's very nice that I got the chance to speak to you all. My talk is not about soil taxonomy because I know very little about that, so I thought it would be better to speak about something I do know something about. I also want to acknowledge my co-authors, which are listed here, and because I changed my talk a bit according to what was in the abstract, I added Johan Bauma here also, who is not in the abstract. Okay, so what I would like to share with you is how I think how I actually approach my research. I like to look at systems as from a system dynamics point of view. I think this is a smart way to look at catchments, or a catchment can be small or bigger, it can be from a plot scale, can be seen as a catchment, or it can be a larger catchment, and how sediment and water transfers are, how the process and feedbacks in that work. And if you understand that, you can also look into how different drivers influence that catchment system. They can be either natural drivers, like a fire, or a land cover change, or a climate change, or it can be a human driver, such as a river or catchment dynamics. And if you understand how the process and feedbacks in your catchment work, then you can also predict how these different drivers will impact the things like off-site sediment accumulation, water availability for crops, and potentially then you could also manipulate your system with your chosen management strategies to create a sustainable situation. So this is what I think is a system approach. And some of the talks, even though my talk seems to be a little bit far away from the other ones in this session, I think some of the things that I can't remember his name now, the guy from South Africa says that there's other things, or even your talk, that you say, okay, if you look at your system as a whole, sometimes a classification system that assumes that a certain thing is the most important driver, and it's not necessarily in your system the most important driver. So I think that the system approach is therefore a very valuable one. Another thing what I want to come back to a little bit later in my talk is the connection between people, connection between scientists, and the connection between science and the rest of the world. But then, because I think sometimes if you connect with other people, then 1 + 1 is potentially more than 2. One example what I want to give is sediment connectivity. This is the stuff that I was promised to talk about, but I'm only going to give you this slide. So if you look at sediment and water transfer through catchments, the discharge of water and sediment from the whole catchment is not simply the sum of the water and sediment that leaves the different parts of the catchment. And connectivity is an approach that's been used for a very long time in ecology, and is very successful there. And I think that this concept can also be very useful in my part of research, because it forces you to think in the whole system. How does what's way up in your catchment is connected to what is down there? You have to look into hydrology, but also if you want to look only at sediment yield, but you also have to look into how the vegetation or the biota are interacting with your system. And for this, maybe you need to talk to people that are not necessarily the most obvious people that you would normally interact with. We need also to look to methodology development, to see how different measurement and modeling techniques used in other disciplines may be very useful in our discipline. We do not have to reinvent the wheel. And we need to talk to other scientists. So one of the things I'm doing in my work is I run a cost action. This is a European thing. It's funded by the EU, and it gives you money to organize meetings, to talk to people that are all working in the same area of research, but then from different disciplines, and in this case, connectivity. So one other research approach which is connected to this is to look into how soils and soil science is linked to different parts of the policy chain. So if you look at soil threats, so it has been defined by the EU. I'm not sure how these things have been translated or if they're also used in the same way in the US. They have these 8 soil threats, and of course they are very much linked to the soil functions. And if you look at these soil functions, they are very much related also to many of the ecosystem services that are there as well. And then also these ecosystem services, and with that so also the soil functions, are related to the sustainable development goals. And if they are listed here, I'm not sure how many of you are aware of exactly what it states. So I made this nice diagram, if I may say so myself. Where's this?
You have to use the trackpad there.
I saw somebody with a. Oh, you had that. Well, anyway, I'll just do it like this. So you see the soil science here in the middle, which is connected to different disciplines. You can see it's connected to climatology, it's connected to hydrology, it's connected to agronomy and to ecology, and we need to interact with the people that are working in that sciences as well. But if you look at the soil science, this determines the soil functions, which is related to the ecosystem services. And finally, through these different challenges we have in the world, like biodiversity, climate change, food security, human health, and on the other two that are there, they are connected to the sustainable development goals. And I want to give you some examples. One of the things that I work and I like to work on it because it's fire. Fire in the soils, in the ecosystem, and specifically the effect it has on soil. Why I like to study fire is because fire in the catchment, it just changes your system completely. It's an enormous push to your system, and because of that, your whole system, basically your whole catchment becomes an outdoor laboratory, which is very interesting to look at from different multiple spatial and temporal scales. So, but what does a fire do to your soil system? So if you look again to the soil threats, you see that it impacts the biodiversity, the contamination, potentially downstream mainly, erosion, landslides, organic matter decline. And this then relates to the ecosystem services, so provision of food and wood, raw materials, flood mitigation, filtering of nutrients or pollutants, recreation, aesthetics, heritage values and cultural identity is all impacted by fire. And then if you look at how does that translate to the fire effects on the soil, on the sustainable development goals, mainly this one is related to the sustainable development goal 15, which is to protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystem, sustainably manage forest, combat desertification, and halt and reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. Then another example is how does land management affect the soil system? Of course, as we all know, land management would impact all of these soil threats. And also many of the ecosystem services. And then again, also, of course, the food security and sustainable development goal and the availability and sustainable management of water. So the take-home message, basically, for soil scientists, which I want to get across with this set of examples, is that we can use the sustainable development goals, the ecosystem services, which people know about. We can use the issues of our time, like climate change, like food security, things that for us are maybe very obviously linked to soil, but for many people that you just go to the supermarket and talk about the lady at the counter, she would not make this relationship. Why do not we have the same thing as the climatologist? Everybody knows about CO2. They don't really know what it is, but everybody knows about CO2. Why don't we have a narrative like that? And I would argue, and we did this, I did not do this by myself, but we had a conference in August in Wageningen, where I'm based, which I organized. And together we were discussing this, and we thought that maybe, this is something that I would like you to think about, maybe organic matter could be our CO2. Maybe, of course, then I see everybody thinking, yeah, but organic matter, there's many different types of organic matter, and it's not all the same. True. But we don't need to tell this to everybody. CO2 is also not the only climatic driver. So it's not important. This is the way we can get across to people to raise awareness that soil is the important thing. Also, within our own science, we should be take a leading role in projects that are using the system approach and connecting, because soil's in the middle, connecting the hydrologist and the agronomist and the ecologist and take the leading role to make a contribution to the problems of our time. So to do this, where did I go? Okay, so and this sometimes it may be not so comfortable for us. We like to stay, many people, they like to stay in their own comfort zone, in their own little soil pit, and just fiddle around there. But if you climb out of your soil pit, then you may actually bring some more things to society than you may be doing now. So that was basically what I want to tell you, but I do have two more slides that I would like to show. One is this one. This is a new journal, which is Eric is one of the executive editors of, and it was launched in May 2014. And I would like to invite all of you to submit your articles to it. It's an interdisciplinary soil journal, and at the moment there's no charges yet. It's an open access journal. It doesn't have an impact factor yet, but probably will do within 2 years. Right, Eric? That's the plan. Then, and the last slide, yes, many people have already been inviting people to come to the conference, so I thought I can do that as well. So if you have not seen enough soil science, you may want to come to the EDU in Vienna, which is actually every year. This year, coming year, will be from the 17th to the 22nd. And we have lined up for you about 150 soil system science sessions. Over the last years, we've had about 2,000 abstracts in the soil system science division. And if you would like to contribute, then you can submit your abstract before the 13th of January. And if you are a young scientist or some of your students would like to seek for some financial support, then the deadline is fairly soon, about on the 1st of December. Okay, and with that, I will thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.